Hey, welcome to the Resurgence Audio Podcast. My name is Ben Richard, and I am the founder and lead communicator here at Resurgence. Resurgence is a community platform for spiritual development, and we are all about learning to live as God intended. For more info on the Resurgence platform, please visit www.joinresurgence.com. We hope you enjoy today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. We've all done good and we've all done bad, but this idea that if you do more good than bad, you'll somehow make your way into God's good books, that is an idea or a concept that does not exist in the Bible, particularly in the New Testament. God has forgiven you of your sin, and there's nothing that you can do to earn His forgiveness, because His forgiveness of your sin is not based on you outweighing the bad with the good. God isn't sitting up in heaven with weighing scales, measuring out your rights versus your wrongs. His forgiveness of your sin is based on one simple fact. God's love for you is greater than His hatred of your sin. Forgiveness is a decision not to hold someone's wrongdoing against them, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're saved from the punishment that they deserve. To pardon someone from the punishment that they deserve is not forgiveness, that is mercy. Now, to give you an example of someone who was forgiven of their wrongdoing but still faced punishment, we can think of David. He was a king who slept with another man's wife, got her pregnant, and then had the man killed on a battlefield. He then goes on with his life as though he had done nothing wrong until God sent him a prophet named Nathan who confronted him about what he had done. After being confronted, David admitted that what he had done was wrong, and God chose to forgive him, but God also chose not to show him absolute mercy. So God forgave him in that he didn't die because of what he had done, and God wasn't going to hold his sin against him. But the consequences of his actions meant that this child that this woman was carrying would die. And he fasted and cried out for mercy, hoping that the child's life would be spared, but it wasn't. So God, although he had forgiven David of his sin, God withheld absolute mercy from him. Now that is scary, because most of us worry more about the punishment for our wrongdoing than whether God has forgiven us or not. We want mercy. We want to be excused or pardoned from the punishment that we deserve. Well, you can't have mercy without forgiveness, but you can have forgiveness without mercy, as we just talked about with David. Here's the thing though. Would God even be just if he was to just pardon sin? Like, you get away with it, and you get away with it, and you get away with it. That doesn't make God a just God, because someone's got to pay the price for what's been done. Only then is justice served. So how then does God forgive the sinner for his wrongdoing, show the sinner mercy in pardoning him from the punishment, and yet punish the sin because God is a just God? The answer? Jesus Christ. It could have only been Jesus Christ. And here's the reason why. Two out of the three religions that came from Abraham, who is the prophet and patriarchal figure of all three faiths, agree that Jesus was born through a virgin. This is important because science has proven that a fetus in the womb of a woman has its own circulatory system. So the baby does not have any of the mother's blood flowing through its system. The mother is able to pass nutrients and oxygen through the placenta, but there is no blood being passed through. Now, the reason this is significant is because it can be assumed that if Jesus was a fetus that was placed in the womb of Mary, who was a virgin, that none of Jesus's blood came from Mary or Joseph. And the reason that is significant is because if you consider the fact that God created everything that is living to reproduce according to its own kind. Adam and Eve had only reproduced after they had fallen into sin. So Adam and Eve, being in a fallen and sinful state, reproduced according to their kind. They reproduced a fallen and sinful human race. So by default then, you and I, we've all sinned. We're all in a fallen state. We're all guilty of wrongdoing and deserving of punishment. Now God can forgive us because He loves us. But in order for God to pardon us of the punishment we deserve, while executing justice against the sin, He gave us Jesus, who was sinless. Not having been born through any lineage from any human being like Adam and Eve, Jesus was the only one who was not deserving of any punishment, because not only was He born sinless, but He lived a sinless life. He was the only one who walked this earth and was not deserving of the punishment, but still chose to be punished for your sins and mine. This doesn't mean that He became a sinner, but it does mean that He took the punishment of a sinner. This doesn't mean that He died only for me, but that He also died as me on the cross. So because Jesus died on the cross in my place and yours, God can forgive our sins. He can also execute justice against sin through the punishment that Jesus took in our place. And He can grant us mercy in pardoning us from the punishment as well. So that being said, you are forgiven of your sins. You cannot earn it. You are pardoned from the punishment for your sin because Jesus took the punishment in your place. This forgiveness, this mercy is God's gift to you, because the only thing that stood in the way of you and I having an unhindered connection and relationship with God was the sin that drove a wedge between us and God in the first place. But the sin is now taken care of. The punishment for your sin was upon Jesus, and God offers you now the ability to live this life in union with Him. He wants to do for you what He did for Adam. You see, Adam, when he was created, we're told in the scriptures that he was created from the dust of the ground, but he was lifeless. He had the form of a man, but he had no life in him until God breathed His spirit into the man, causing him to come to life. Now, you may think that man being created from the dust of the ground and then receiving breath from God is kind of out there. But when you die, do you not breathe out? Do you not then turn to the dust of the ground again? I think the reality of Adam, the first man being lifeless and then being brought to life by the Spirit of God, is what God is offering us today. The ability to move from merely existing in this world to truly living in connection and relationship with God once again. So this life of the believer, the Christ follower, the redeemed and the reborn, is the life that we live in and through and from the Spirit of God within us. That, my friend, is the good news. And if you are ready to live that life, to discover what it is, to live in union with God, guided by His Spirit and held in His love, if you are ready to receive the forgiveness and the mercy that is God's gift to you, a gift that you can only receive by faith, why don't you pray a prayer? It doesn't matter if you know how to. Just pray a prayer in your own words. Admit to God that you are a sinner. Admit to God that you believe that He sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross in your place. Ask Jesus to be the Lord of your life and the Savior of your soul. Invite God to send His Spirit to live on the inside of you from this moment on. Believe the words that you say. Speak it with a sincere heart, and you will have received the forgiveness and the mercy that God has made available to you today. Now, forgiveness and mercy aren't the only things that God made available to us through what Jesus did in His life, death, and resurrection. See, there's something called grace. Grace has been granted to us, and that is a subject that we will look into in tomorrow's episode. So till then, much love, and God bless.